That is true. That's probably why you'll never catch me selling on eBay. They always find in favor of the buyer, and there's a lot of people out there that they'll get something, they'll claim that they didn't get it, or they'll claim that it was broken, and then they always side with that person, give them their money back, and then you're screwed. So the scams are, I think, deeper on the buyer side because of that. You know, other people would disagree, and they think the scams are on the seller side, but I've been on both sides, and I won't do it. I just tell people I want cash, Cash App, Venmo. You know, I'm one of those infamous PayPal friends and family people. And people always say, oh, you know, it's because, you know, you got something shady going. No, it's because I don't want to get scammed myself. So somebody's got to, there's got to be trust. I always get a hold of the people, talk to them, establish a relationship and all that stuff, you know, and I don't buy cold. But I get it. I get it for sure. That's quite interesting. And many of these people that are selling multiple things probably do need that protection. Jerry?
Yeah, I talked to Greg about quite a few things on eBay, and I always go PayPal. My bank has Zelle, but when I bought that 7100 for my son, I had to split it up into two payments for the guy that I bought it from. I got a $500 limit. Breaking Station, I guess, and then Dakota, KG8HX.